The fifth stop starts on Fondamenta San Giacomo and ends at the water stop Zitelle. This stage takes 30 minutes. Walking along the Fondamenta San Giacomo, you come to the Redentore Church, that is the Redeemer's Church. This is possibly the most famous church built by Andrea Palladio on behalf of the Venetian Senate, which wished to thank Christ the Redeemer for the end of a horrible epidemic of bubonic plague which struck Venice in 1575. Up to these days, on the third weekend in July, the Venetian administration has a provisional bridge cast in between the Giudecca Island and Venice to allow processions and pilgrims to cross the water and to reach the church more easily. The interior of the church is characterized by a single long and wide nave. On both sides, then, you find three chapels decorated by paintings of various great artists working in the 16th and 17th century. Very noteworthy is the sacristy, which houses works by Alvise Vivarini, among others, and which open upon reservation. Please note that the church is part of the chorus group, which means that you will have to pay an admission to visit the church. Once you leave the church, you will go on along the Fondamenta della Croce, named after a former Benedictine monastery which stood there and now has been turned into offices. And as you move towards your stop, your destination, the Zitelle, you will come across an extraordinary building, the Casa dei Tre Occhi, which literally means the House of Three Eyes, built between 1912 and 1913 by the painter from Bologna, Mario De Maria. This unique work of art is an outstanding example of the Neo-Gothic architecture and is called the House of the Three Eyes because of the three huge windows, which look in fact like three eyes on the facade. This palace nowadays houses very important photography exhibitions. Well, next to it, there is Palazzo Minelli, which was used as a location for the film Don't Look Now. As you move further on, you will find a church attributed to Andrea Palladio, named after the presentation of the Virgin Mary at the temple, but everyone knows it and calls it the Zitelle Church, which is a horseshoe complex where young girls were being educated and were being protected because they were charming girls but were too poor to have a dowry. And so the risk of them becoming a prostitute was very high. They won a reputation for the skills in performing and singing music. You now have reached the end of the fifth stage and the end of the itinerary.